please, and turn with me to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 11. So we stand to our feet tonight. Luke, chapter number 11. We see in the first few verses, the disciples come to the Lord and said, "Teach us to pray." And the Lord gives them what we term the model prayer. Some people call it the Lord's Prayer. I believe it's a model prayer. And then he goes and he gives a parable. And I want us to begin reading here in this parable in verse number 5. And the Bible says, "And he said unto them, Which of you shall have a friend, and shall go unto him at midnight, and say unto him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine is in his journey, is come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, Trouble me not, for the door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him, because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needeth. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. And if a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? If he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? If he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him?" Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for your love, and we thank you for the privilege to be here one more time. And Lord, I pray that you'll meet with us tonight in a special way as we look into your word. Encourage us through it. Lord, may you speak to us in such a way that we'll understand to a greater degree your love for us, your mercy and your grace that's been extended to us, and your promises that you have set before us. Lord, may we lay hold of these things tonight. May they be real to us. Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll help me as I preach. Lord, help me to remember what I need to remember. Help me to say what I need to say. Lord, I pray for the divine enabling of the Spirit of God to rest upon me. I need your help, Lord. I can't do this. I pray that you would do the work that needs to be done in this place tonight. For it's the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you. Please be seated. In our text, we see an unusual story. The Lord Jesus is telling us a story about a man that goes to a friend's house at midnight and asks him to lend him 3 loaves. And of course, the man says, "No, I'm in bed. My children are in bed." Now, this is no indication that God's not concerned. As a matter of fact, you look at this, this is speaking of a man dealing with another man. The problem here was the man that came to the door knocking was a man that was not prepared. He should have had things ready. He should have always been prepared for this times such as this. But we see that he doesn't quit knocking. He keeps on. And not because this man, which is in bed with his children, not because he's this man's friend does he come down, but because he wants him to quit knocking, he comes down. But then the Lord Jesus goes into another story. And we have to look at this and get an understanding of this. After he gets through talking about this man and his importunity and the man giving him his needs and saying, you know, mankind, this is the way that things happen. But I'm saying to you, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened. We go from one that says, "I'm not going to give," but then he gives because of importunity, to the Lord Jesus saying, "Look, there's something that is available to you. You need to ask and you need to seek and you need to knock." In our text, Lord Jesus is inviting us to pray. He's just talked to his disciples about prayer. He's helping us to realize what's going on here. He's just told them when they said, Lord, teach us to pray. He said, you can pray after this manner. And he told them to pray, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And you know the prayer. You understand what he's saying. And then he goes into this parable of this man, and he talks about these things. But then he brings us back into understanding what prayer is all about. He gives us some great promises in these verses. Now, we're at the time of year, it's Christmas time. And there's a certain question that we may hear time and time again. And if you have children in your house, I can promise you somebody's going to ask these children this question. And they're going to say, what did you ask for Christmas, right? Has anybody asked you that? Maybe some of you at work, you know, somebody said, hey, you ladies, they may have said, what'd you ask for from your husband for Christmas? Are you men? Somebody may have said, did you ask for your wife? Did you ask for anything from your wife for Christmas? What did you ask for? Well, tonight I want us to look, and I want to ask you this question. What are you asking for? Not for Christmas, but for your life. There's an invitation here from the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. And we need to see this invitation. Now, when it comes to what we ask for Christmas, we don't always get what we ask for, do we? May not everyone's going to get everything that they ask for. But the Lord says to here, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. So the Lord is designed for us to enter into His presence, asking, seeking, and knocking. He never gets tired of His children coming to Him. He never gets tired of us having a prayer life and trusting Him and talking to Him. One of the things that we understand in this is he never gets tired because the very tense of these words literally mean keep on asking, keep on seeking, keep on knocking. That's great. God is offering something to us that most people never really appreciate, and many never, I don't know if the word is take advantage of it or never fully receive what God has, because God is telling us something here. God is showing us some things here. He's opening up the door to all the treasures of His riches, of His goodness, of His mercy, and His grace. And He's saying, I have for you some things. Seems like so many times in our life we're satisfied just to take a little nibble of something when there's a full course buffet before our eyes. We have things in front of us that God says, I have these things for you. But you're not getting it. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened. You know somebody that's gone and they come and they say, well, I'm hungry. I want something to eat. And so you say, all right, let's go over here to the Golden Corral. And you say, here you go, taken care of. And they go in and they get a carrot and a few kernels of corn. And they sit there and they eat that and they say, well, I'm still hungry, but I think that's all I'm going to have. And that's foolish, isn't it? Would that not be foolish? First of all, I'd feel bad if I was the one that paid for that and you only ate one carrot and a few kernels of corn. I'd be a little aggravated. I'd say, I spent this good $15. You know, they got them commercials on TV that says for $10 you can get all this. It never equals $10 when you go there. Try it and see. But wouldn't that be foolish to be hungry? And you have the opportunity in front of you to be satisfied. And you say, I'm just going to settle for less when it's already taken care of. I would look and say, that's pretty ignorant. That's dumb. And sometimes I look at our lives as believers and I think we're really ignorant of what God is saying to us. What are you asking for? Now, when we come to this asking, we need to get an understanding of these things. Number one, I want you to see where the Bible says, ask and you shall receive. Ask and it shall be given you. Ask and it shall be given you. So let's look at this. Ask and it shall be given you. Now, asking is something that God wants us to do. We see this just a little bit later when it says, if a son asks bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? If he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent? And then he talks about how God is able. If somebody comes to me, my son comes to me and asks for bread, I'm going to do my best to give him bread. With my ability, I'm going to give him what he needs, what he's asking for. I'm going to do that to the best of my ability. Well, guess what? There's no end to God's ability. There's no hindrances to God's ability. Now, the thing is here, we must understand that when we're asking, we're to be asking in the will of God. That's the important thing. Is we are to ask in the will of God. James wrote, you have not because you ask not. You ask and receive not. You ask and receive not because you ask amiss, that you may consume it upon your lust. You ask in a way that's not in the will of God. You're asking for something that you know is not God's will. Every one of us may ask God to make us a millionaire, but I don't believe it's God's will for all of us to be millionaires. Do you? We have to understand that when we're asking and we're praying, as we're walking with God, God hears and answers our prayer. The Bible says if we regard iniquity in our heart, He doesn't hear us. Isn't that right? So we have to see this. So when we're asking amiss, when we're asking to consume upon our own lust, when we're asking for things that does not line up with the will of God, then you might as well mark it down. You're not going to get that. Why? Because God cares enough for you, about you, to keep you from getting these things. But when we're asking the way that we ought to be asking, guess what? God will take care of it. Now, timetable. Does He take care of it instantly? He takes care of it at the right time and in the right way. There's some promises we see in this. There's so much that God has for us that we miss out on. We ought to ask, but we're to ask the right way. Jesus said in the Gospel of John, chapter number 14, if you'll remember, He said, if you'll ask anything in My name, I will do it. I like that. He said in John 15, if you abide in Me, that means if you're saved, and My word abides in you, that means you're living in His will, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. What a promise. God says, ask, and it shall be given you. But we go through life sometimes with our mouth closed and our heart closed and our lives closed, and we forget that God is wanting for us to ask. God wants us to ask for things. So what'd you ask for? What are you asking for? John, 1 John, chapter number 5. John writes, says, and this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. What a promise. This Christmas, we've asked for a lot of things, especially if you're children. I've not asked for anything as far as gifts from somebody else, as far as a specific item. I said, you can give me money or gift cards or something like that, you know. But as far as like having something, I don't know. I'm just one of those that I hate to say, well, I want this or I want that. Just always been that way. When I was a kid, my mom and dad say, what do you want for Christmas? And I don't know that I ever really asked for anything. But a lot of us have made lists. That's not a bad thing that you have made lists. As a matter of fact, you make life a whole lot easier than I make life for people. Because people get aggravated and say, we just want to know what you want. And I say, I really don't know what I want. They say, you need to be figuring something out. I say, give me the money. Man can always use the money, right? I'm just kidding. If you bought me something for Christmas, I will enjoy it. If it's a tie with the Santa Claus and his nose lights up, I will enjoy it. I won't wear it, but I'll enjoy it. I'll say thank you just like I'm really sincere too, you know. I'll act like I love it as much as anything that you've ever given me. I'll act like I love it. And when I go home, I'm going to tell my wife that is the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life. But I'm thankful that you gave it to me, you know. But so, you know, God is saying here, read it. Think about, ask and it shall be given you. Of course, there are those stipulations. If we'll ask anything in His name, He said, I'll do it. If you abide in me and my word abides in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. So here's the promise, that if we're praying, if we're living the way we ought to be, if we belong to Him, we're living our life the way He wants us to live our life, and we ask things according to His will, we're going to get it. Does that mean we're going to get it as soon as we ask for it? Because God is always on time. He is always right in His timing. It may not be God's will for us to have something at that very instant. As a matter of fact, it may be days, it may be weeks, it may be months, it may be years. But don't quit asking. Because it says keep on asking. And prayer, I love what Alexander McLaren said about prayer. He said, for the meaning of prayer is not that I shall force my will upon God, but that I shall bend my will to His. That's wonderful. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek, number two, and you shall find. I think this is very important. It goes together. As we ask things according to His will, the answer does not always come as quickly as we think that it should. And I think that the next step in this prayer, what the Bible is saying, I believe it's teaching us here, that the next step in our prayer life is the seeking part. In other words, we don't just stop at the asking, we put feet on our prayers. Does that make sense? So many will go to an altar, in the, either a private altar or a public altar, and they'll ask God and then do nothing about it. They'll ask God for certain things and then they'll do nothing. Now, there are times when you do leave things with the Lord, but I think you're going to get an understanding of this when I say this. Many times we may ask God for wisdom concerning things, knowing that God's able to give us wisdom. But then our Bible's never opened. Now, God's able. If we ask for wisdom, God can give us wisdom. But how's He going to give it to us? His Word. So wouldn't it be foolish to ask for wisdom and then not go to the Word of God and get the wisdom that God has for us? We ask, but we did not seek. And I think this is where we a lot of times get in trouble in our prayer lives. We ask for things, but then we don't do our part. We may be living and asking according to His will, and it may be His will for us to have this wisdom. As a matter of fact, I believe it is God's will for us to have His wisdom. And we may ask and know that that's His will, and we may be living for Him, but then when we leave it there and we don't seek, keep on asking, keep on seeking. Put feet on those prayers. You know, it could be that you're praying maybe for deliverance from temptation, and you know that He's able. And then you put yourself in a place where we're tempted. Well, then you're not seeking. You're seeking for trouble. You're not seeking for deliverance. For instance, you may have had a problem with being a drunkard. That's what the Bible calls them, drunkards. The world says alcoholics. The Bible says drunkards. It's a little bit more harsh, isn't it? That's what they are. They're drunks. Now, I don't lack compassion for people because it's a vice that gets a hold of people's lives. But we need to be honest about this. We try to sugarcoat everything in today's society. But you may have a problem with being a drunk. And then you've been saved and you're asking God to help you with that. You don't go to the bar and say, God, I'm going to trust you to help me not to drink. Does that make sense? You know, you may have a problem with taking drugs. You don't go to a place where they're passing them out or they make and say, Lord, I'm going to trust you to help me not to give them money and put that in my hand so I won't put it in my mouth. Seek and you shall find. Seek. You know, we put feet to our prayer. We waste so much time. And God is wanting to hear. He's wanting to answer our prayer. God will always do our part, but we must do ours if we're going to find. God's able. Look, God's able to do it all without us doing anything. But that's not what He said. That's not how it's supposed to be done. You know? You want to make money? Don't depend on somebody else. Get a job. You want to take care of your family? Do what it takes to take care of your family. You know, I mean, I'm just... Seek it out. Find it. Somebody told me one time, you know, I said, well, I need a job for my family, you know, to help take care of my family. I said, I don't have anything. And I said, well, you know, have you tried even going to fast food restaurant? Well, you know, I don't make enough money there. Well, I want to tell you something. If you didn't have any money at all and your family needed it, you ought to be able to flip a hamburger or two and provide. We got a society that thinks everything ought to be handed to them on a silver platter, and that's a problem. Well, we're doing the same thing in our prayer lives. We just say, all right, God, I'm going to throw it out there, and I'm not going to do anything else about it. No, we got to do our part. We got to continue to live right. We got to continue to walk right. We got to continue to talk right. We got to continue to do these things because we are to be living in His will. His word is to be abiding in us, and that's how He's going to hear and answer our prayer. That's part of the seeking. We have a God that's able. And He can do it without our help. But He chooses to do it by us doing our part. May the Lord help us. What are you asking for? What are you seeking God for? Do you know there should always be something in your life that you're seeking God for? And seeking direction? There ought to always be something on the front burner of your prayer life. There ought to be something. There ought to be a soul. There ought to be an opportunity. There ought to be an answer to some great question. There ought to be something in your life that you're always praying about that's on the forefront. And when God takes care of that, there's something else that's going to replace it because that's spiritual growth. That's growing in the Lord. And the Bible says we're to keep on asking and we're to keep on seeking. And then it goes on and it says, knock and it shall be opened unto you. Don't give up. Keep on knocking. Now we go back to the man of importunity. He knocked to somebody. Yes, this man was able, but this man really wasn't willing. His importunity is what got it. God is saying to us here, I have a care for you. And if you are asking and then you're putting feet to your prayer, you just keep on knocking because at the right time, I'm going to open it up for you. And I'll take care of you. And it's going to be right on time. And many times, you know what God's doing? He's building character in our lives. When He doesn't open the door immediately, when He doesn't make the opportunity available instantly, then He's building character. And we have to trust Him with that. You can ask for a lot of things for Christmas. You may not get everything you ask for. But everything you ask for in the will of God, you'll get. If you will keep asking, keep seeking, keep knocking. At the right time, you'll get it. What we need are some of God's people to start living for God again. To live a life that's separated and dedicated and holy. That cares more about the things of God than they do the things of self. And that says, I can trust God for whatever. Whatever it is, I'm going to trust Him. If a father, an earthly father, would do everything he can to be sure that his son has bread, not giving him a stone, or be sure he has fish, not giving him a serpent, be sure he has an egg, not giving him a scorpion, and ye being evil, being able to sin. If we, as fathers, being able to sin, would do that much for our sons, how much more would our Heavenly Father, who is perfect in every way, do for His children? God has given us these things. As the questions asked about Christmas, what'd you ask for? May not always get it, but for the believers, the same question is asked us about our life, and the promise is in verse number 10, for everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. To him that knocketh, it shall be opened. So I'm asking you tonight, what are you asking for? What are you looking to God for right now? What are you seeking the Lord for? I can assure you there are many people in here that are seeking God for certain things. Some of you are seeking God for healing. God's able to heal. No man can heal. No man can put his hand on you and heal. But God can use men to help you to be healed. There's no power given in anybody. God may use medicine. God can miraculously heal you. I am convinced a lot of times we give credit to something instead of to the Lord. In other words, somebody has a sickness and they say, we have seen something. And I tell you, you ought to be concerned about this. There's a tumor that's there. And then you call on the church and you say, would you pray for me? Would you pray for me? And that church begins to pray for you. You call on your family, pray for me. Please ask God to take care of this. And you go back and the doctor says something like this. Oh, well, we must have made a mistake because we don't see it now. And then when you go home and you say something, well, the doctor's made a mistake, then I think you're making a mistake. We ought to be going away. And you ought to tell that doctor, look, you can think it's a mistake, but you told me you saw something before, and I had people praying for me, and I have a God that heard because people were asking and seeking and knocking, and He heard my prayer. Let's give the Lord the glory. I think we've missed out. That's why our country's in the shape that we're in. We have said, we don't need you anymore, Lord. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Because that God is the one that can hear and answer prayer. We need God's people to ask, to seek, to knock. And let's see what God can do. Because God's able. Let's pray together. Father, we thank You for Your love, for the opportunity to be here. We thank You, Lord, for the privilege of prayer. And Lord, there's no way I know that I've done justice to this passage of Scripture tonight. But Lord, I know in my heart, and I know according to Your Word what You can do through prayer, and I pray that that's been given to each of us tonight, and we've seen some things that'll help us to have a greater prayer life. Lord, that we'll keep on praying and keep on believing and keep on trusting. We'll keep asking. We'll keep seeking. We'll keep knocking. And Lord, we'll trust You to open the door at the right time, to help us find the answer when it's the best time, to receive that we ask for. We know that You're able. I pray for that one that may be here tonight that they can't even have a prayer life because they've never trusted You personally as their Savior. I want to thank You that You loved them so much. You died on the cross and You brought them to this place tonight. Lord, I pray that the Holy Spirit of God is dealing with them even now about their need to know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. And for those of us that are saved, help us to not take lightly what Your Word teaches us about prayer. Help us, Lord, not to neglect our prayer life. But Lord, help us to be sincere, faithful, and true to Thee. Lord, we'll thank You for what's accomplished. For it's in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we do pray. With heads bowed and eyes closed, listen.